Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Wednesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is increasing the sport fishing bag and possession limits for salmon 16 inches or longer, except for king, pink, chum, and coho salmon in the Kenai River downstream of Skilak Lake to 6 per day and 12 in possession, effective 12:01 a.m. Thursday, August 5th through 11:59 p.m. Friday, December 31st, 2021. And this includes the flowing waters of the Kenai River from its mouth upstream to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game Regulatory Marker located at the outlet of Skilak Lake. Colton Lipka, area management biologist, spoke with KSRM.
So this is coming about because we've passed almost 300,000 sockeye upstream of the sonar over the past 2 days. So we have enough fish in river to meet our obligations to the management plan and also to achieve the escapement goal. So we have plenty of fish to provide that extra opportunity.
Lipka specifies
sport fishing anglers from the mouth to Skilak Lake, they can get 6 per day, 12 in possession of sockeye. Only 2 in the combination bag limit may be coho. That's the other thing that I guess we want to get the word out on is that, yes, the bag and possession limit is up for sockeye, but that is still a combined bag and possession limit of sockeye, chum, and coho. Coho's 2, chum is 3, sockeye is 6, but it is combined.
The Kenai River late-run sockeye salmon management plan allows the Department of Fish and Game to increase bag and possession limits for sockeye salmon when the late run of Kenai River sockeye salmon exceeds 2.3 million salmon. As of August 3rd, the Kenai River sockeye salmon late run exceeded 2.3 million fish and anticipates the escapement goal of between 750,000 to 1.3 million sockeye salmon will be achieved. Full details, RadioKenai.com. The Board of Fisheries heard from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in its initial finding of emergency regarding 2 petitions on the commercial salmon set net fishery in the Upper Cook Inlet. The purpose of the special meeting was to address the Board's delegation to the department under standing delegation of authority to the commissioner regarding petitions for emergency regulations, as well as emergency petitions from Chris Every, July 23rd, and South Cay Beach Independent Fishermen's Association, July 24th, regarding the commercial salmon fishery in Upper Cook Inlet. The board considered whether an emergency exists and considered whether to adopt emergency regulations. Alaska Department of Fish and Game Commissioner Doug Vincent Lane says,
And the basis for this request is that the paired restrictions that closes the east side setnet fishery, including the Kosilov section, results in a biologically allowed resource harvested is precluded by the paired restriction and that the resource would be unavailable in the future. It is state policy that the emergencies are held to a minimum and are rarely found to exist. The joint board petition of 5AC96625 that the board uses to respond to emergency petitions states that an emergency petition will be denied and not scheduled for a hearing unless the problem outlined in the petition justifies a finding of emergency. The policy defines emergency as an unforeseen, unexpected event that either threatens a fish and game resources or an unforeseen, unexpected resource situation where a biologically allowable resource harvest would be precluded by delayed regulatory action, and such delay would be significantly burdensome to the petitioners because the resource would be unavailable in the future.
Vincent Lang also said,
upon review of the record, the closure of the east side setnet fishery in the Kenai and Kosilov sections is not an unforeseen, unexpected resource situation. The direction of the board was clear at that meeting that the east side setnet fishery in its entirety shall be closed if the Kenai River Lake Run OEG is projected to not be met and the Kenai River King Salmon Sport Fishery is closed. Closure of the east side setnet fishery has occurred in the past and is also not an unforeseen event.
Full details, RadioKenai.com. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.